This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about myths today. We're going to talk about three myths about a sensitive matter, but I need to define the term myth for you. A myth is an unproved collective belief that is accepted uncritically. It's an unproved belief, collective belief, meaning a lot of people believe it, but it's accepted uncritically. For instance, we make generalizations about people and we think this group of people is this or a certain way, etc. You make generalizations or accept myths about people in your family. When we moved from Columbus, Ohio to Texas, somebody who moved from Texas back to the north told me, they said, "Well, Randy, you need to know this about Texans. They are friendly, but it's an insincere friendliness." And that's what I went there thinking. These people are friendly, but it's insincere. But then I grew up in the Chicago area where I would take insincere friendly to sincere rudeness any day. That's my choice. I'll be glad to have insincere friendly to sincere rudeness. We're going to look at three myths about a sensitive area in your life. It's more sensitive than the most intimate part of your life that you can think of. It has to do with what the Bible says about money. This is not a sermon about giving. It's not a message about stewardship. It just happens to be right where we are in the book of James as we're preaching through the book of James. And I want you to listen to James 5, beginning at verse 1. It's exactly where we left off last week. "Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that's coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you." Probably the most difficult verse is this one, verse 6. "You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you." Before I even start this message, I want to talk about this passage because of the graphic details that are given here. Was James literally saying that people killed people, Christian people killed people? No, I don't think that's what he meant. I think he was using hyperbole. He was exaggerating to make a point, and I'll explain why I believe that. This system back then was a system of day laborers. We still have that today in some circles, in some countries, where a man would go out and work and he would be paid at the end of his day for that day's labor. And the family, if they got paid on Monday, you know what that meant? They ate on Tuesday. If they got paid on Tuesday night, it meant the family ate on Wednesday. Well, what would happen is when sometimes a man would work all day Monday and the boss would say, "I'll pay you tomorrow. I'll pay you at the end of the week." People went without food because they didn't pay the laborers at the end of the day. I think that's what James was referencing, wealthy people in the body of Christ who had day laborers working for them and they weren't paying them, as was the custom, and they were making them wait on their wages. And I would guess that there were people that probably did starve because of that. I can picture an elderly person living with a family and the provider coming home and saying, "I don't have any money, we can't buy food." And maybe an elderly person died because of that. I can picture a young child maybe needing some food, but dad came home and said, "I didn't get paid today." And there was no food for that child. So those situations perhaps did happen. But having said that, there are principles about money in this passage that I want to share with you.
Well, I hope you'll tune in tomorrow to continue this message from James, the 5th chapter, Three Myths About Money.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.